Welcome to another AAT podcast, where today I will be talking about employer compliance matters and providing some reminders about some of the more important issues for employers and their AAT advisors. Since I last covered this topic in a podcast, HMRC has continued investing its resources into employer compliance activities, with visits to many of our employer clients around the country. I've been involved with a variety of HMRC employer compliance inspections, often being called in by employers or their accountants to assist when HMRC officers start making large demands for back income tax and national insurance contributions. HMRC's new penalty regime, designed to encourage our employers and employer clients to be more compliant or face the risk of suffering much more severe penalties, is now in place. That places much more emphasis on disclosure and the need for employers to be able to demonstrate that they are taking greater care. HMRC has replaced its COP3 guidance leaflet with a set of new employer compliance fact sheets, which I will discuss later in this podcast. The General and Special Commissioners are no more, and we have a new tribunal system for appeals, although that is a subject for another day. As I have said many times before, any failure by an employer to comply with what is a very strict tax deduction payment and reporting regime is likely to result in an employer being landed with a large bill from HMRC. This will include any PAYE income tax and Class 1, Class 1A or Class 1B national insurance contributions that the employer has failed to deduct and pay over to HMRC, plus, of course, the extra cost of an interest charge, and now more significant sums in terms of penalties. The 2008-09 P35 employer annual returns and P14 summaries should have been submitted long ago, and if not, penalties of £100 per month or part month for each batch or part batch of 50 persons on the return are now running up. If the returns that were submitted are wrong, a penalty not exceeding the difference between the amounts returned and the amount that should have been returned will be charged by HMRC. The 2008-09 P11Ds, the returns of expense payments and benefits in kind, and the P11DB, return of Class 1A NICs and employer declaration, should also have been submitted by the time you're listening to this podcast. An initial penalty not exceeding £300 and daily penalties not exceeding £60 per day can be imposed for late submission of Forms P11D or indeed Form P9D. And if the P11Ds submitted were incorrect, a penalty not exceeding £3,000 per incorrect P11D could be charged by HMRC. If the P11DB return is late, a penalty of £100 per month or part month for each batch or part batch of 50 earners for whom Class 1A is payable will be charged. And if the P11DB was wrong, a penalty not exceeding the difference between the Class 1A NICs returned and the Class 1A NICs which should have been returned will again be charged by HMRC. However, there can be a double whammy, because a failure to comply with the P11D and P11DB reporting requirements will often result in the employer voluntarily paying the unpaid income tax due on any employee's taxable expenses or benefits in kind that were omitted from the annual P11D return or understated. And this is in addition to the employer's liability for any unpaid Class 1A national insurance contributions on the taxable expenses and benefits in kind that should have been reported. Nowadays, HMRC will normally want to pursue the directors themselves for income tax liability through a self-assessment inquiry, which the directors might be somewhat unhappy about if mistakes have been made by the company. Where an employer declines to pay the employee's income tax liability on a grossed-up basis, HMRC will seek to charge what might be expensive and would be non-deductible penalties. So today we should be asking if our employers or employer clients have submitted all their employer returns for 2008-09, both accurately and on time, and where any of these returns may still be outstanding, we need to take some urgent action to put this right.